Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Rajya Sabha has resumed discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar lauded the performance and capabilities of the armed forces during Operation Sindoor, and the results have made the country proud. He said the intention behind the Pahalgam terror attack was to destroy the economy of Jammu and Kashmir, which had returned to normalcy and prosperity after the abrogation of Article 370.
I laud the performance of our armed forces and the results that have done this country so proud. The Pahalgam attack happened on April 22nd. Across the world, there was solidarity, but the question was, what after? And the answers were two. One, such an attack was absolutely unacceptable. It crossed our red lines. There had to be severe consequences. And two, there had to be accountability and justice.
The minister also added that there was no leader anywhere in the world who asked India to stop its operations. He said there was no linkage with trade and no phone calls between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump were made from 22nd April to 16th of June. He said India gave a message that it is not open to mediation and it will not accept nuclear blackmail. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, condemned the Pahalgam terror attack. He alleged that during UPA rule, terror incidents were taking place along with trade with the neighbouring country. Mr. Nadda emphasised that NDA government has been dealing with terror with a tough hand.
Other than Jammu Kashmir, sare desh mein terrorist attack band ho gaye hain. Is baat ko humko samajh lena chahiye. Nahi to kabhi Hyderabad, kabhi Mumbai, kabhi Varanasi, kabhi Kolkata, kabhi Bengaluru, har ek jagah bomb blast. Delhi, ek nahi teen baar ho gaya. From 2004 to 2014, ab dekhiye, except Jammu Kashmir, no incident of terrorism has taken place from 2014 to 2025 till date. Terror incidents 2004 se 14, 7,217. 2015 se 2025, 2,150. 80% ka reduction hua hai.
The discussion is still underway. The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan scheme, will be released on the 2nd of August. In this regard, a high-level meeting was held today in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The meeting reviewed the preparations for the event and to ensure that the benefit reaches maximum number of farmers. The event will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article explaining how the National Education Policy 2020 has transformed Indian education by making it more holistic, inclusive and future-ready. Responding to a post by the Education Ministry, Mr. Modi shared the article written by Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan for a national daily titled Multilingual Inclusive Education Being Realized at a Scale. As NEP completes 5 years since its launch, the article talks about how NEP has transformed the Indian education, placing learning at the heart of nation building and drawing from India's civilizational wisdom. Mr. Modi said, 5 years later, the impact is clearly visible in the classrooms. Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISA and Earth Observation Satellite today. It will be launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. or 1410 hours. For the first time, India's GSLV rocket will put a satellite into a sun-synchronous polar orbit from where the satellite will scan over the same point on Earth at the same time each day. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest gains, extending their positive momentum for the second straight session. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, closed at 81,482. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 advanced 34 points to settle at 24,855. The broader market indices at the BSE also closed up. Both the mid-cap and small-cap indices added 0.17% each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.